Report: Indian businessman poses as CIA agent to land billion-dollar defense deal with Indonesia. By John Hayward on July 10, 2026. An Indian businessman named Gaurav Srivastava allegedly passed himself off as an operative of the American Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, to close a multi-billion-dollar defense deal with the Indonesian government, according to civil suits filed in the United States by his former business partner. A report from a U.S.-based non-governmental organization, NGO, called the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, quoted the lawsuits filed in New York and California by Srivastava's former business partner, Neil Stroust. According to the lawsuits, Srivastava somehow persuaded then-Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto, currently the president of the country, that he was a CIA agent when the two attended high-level military procurement meetings in Washington and Jakarta in 2020. By the end of that year, the faux CIA agent had alleged secured three letters of intention to purchase jet fighters and other defense items from the Indonesian government. He scored two more defense procurement commitments in 2021 and 2022. Products mentioned in the deals included big-ticket items like F-15 jet fighters, UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters, and C-130 transport aircraft. Troost said Srivastava grew quite close to Subianto, becoming a frequent guest at his home and developing ties with his brother, a prominent Indonesian businessman. Subianto went on to become the president of Indonesia in October 2024. The Indonesian Defense Ministry told Tempo, the ICRP's Indonesian partner, that all of the agreements secured by Srivastava were preliminary, none were binding contracts, and none led to a purchase by the Indonesian government. The entire process of Indonesian defense cooperation and procurement is always carried out with utmost caution, prioritizing the principles of good governance, national interest, and compliance with applicable mechanisms and regulations, a defense ministry spokesperson insisted. However, ICRP noted that Subianto was photographed with Srivastava at signing ceremonies. Srivastava held press conferences to announce purchase agreements, and the U.S. government even issued formal approval for the sale of 36 F-15s in 2022, the exact number of fighter jets mentioned in the agreements with Srivastava. According to Troost, the reason he brought all of this up in a pair of U.S. lawsuits is that he was convinced Srivastava was a CIA agent. On that basis, he gave Srivastava a 50% share of his own company, believing the CIA man could help him win lucrative contracts with customers like Indonesia. Srivastava allegedly proceeded to loot $51 million from Troost's company and loan it to the Asari Group, a company headed by Subianto's brother. Srivastava then convinced the Asari Group to give the loan money to him. He was able to wheedle the Indonesian company into giving him half, and proceeded to blow the money on a $25 million mansion in Los Angeles. Srivastava allegedly presented himself as a mogul who controlled four firms of his own, but all four turned out to be shell companies that were eventually deregistered for not paying their taxes. None of those companies were named in the U.S. government approval for the F-15 sales to Indonesia. Boeing, which was involved in the process, gave up trying to sell F-15s to Indonesia 4 years later because Jakarta never finalized the deal. Subianto's government is now shopping for Turkish-built Conjet fighters. Indonesian authorities say they are investigating these transactions for possible corruption charges. Meanwhile, Troost went after Srivastava in New York and California on racketeering charges. In one of these filings, Troost referred to Srivastava as a brazen con man of remarkable skill. Neil Stroust is himself an interesting character, a Dutch commodities trader based out of Switzerland who was sanctioned by the European Union and several individual European governments for allegedly buying banned Russian oil after the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The EU and Switzerland lifted their sanctions against Troost this year. Troost has claimed the sanctions were partly a result of his massive international business feud with Srivastava and has said he would not buy Russian oil because he supports Ukraine. Srivastava, in turn, denies all wrongdoing and claims Troost's allegations against him are part of an aggressive scorched earth disinformation campaign.